Yo, like, so, okay, you're out there in the perfect weather part of the country. How has it been compared to there, compared to here, obviously outside of the football realm?
It's I mean, obviously it's different. It's really cool. Weather's nice and everything. Lot to do. I do kind of miss the four seasons and the seafood and things like that. But San Diego's got a lot to offer. There's a ton of stuff to do, away from football. So it's been a pretty cool move.
Jarrett, I talked to you the day you signed with San Diego, and I know you were somewhat emotional, obviously very grateful for the opportunity you had going to the Chargers on a very lucrative free agent contract. But when it was time to go to training camp and lace them up in the preseason and then the regular season, did it feel weird at all after spending your entire career here in Baltimore?
Yeah, it did. Training camp was probably my toughest training camp since my rookie year. New faces, new places, new teammates, stuff like that. It was a lot different, but once we got into the season, things got rolling. It's been great. This is an awesome locker room, great group of coaches. And the main thing, my teammates, man, just a phenomenal group of guys, love to play ball and are extremely hungry to win. It's been really good. It has been a lot different, but it has been very good.
When you look at this year, certainly off field, Chuck Pagano, who was your defensive coordinator here in Baltimore, had some issues as far as his health. Did you get a chance to reach out to him? And if so, what was the conversation like?
Yeah, absolutely. I think everybody who's close with Chuck reached out to him when it first happened. I still stay in contact with him. I probably, text him, twice a week and try to give him a call anytime you can. But, he's kind of tough to get a hold of, so I just normally just will shoot him a text, tell him we're thinking of him. And I would assume that pretty much everybody who knows Chuck is like that. Chuck's a pretty different coach to where – he's very, very personal with his players. It's not like a normal coach-player relationship. So, I imagine the majority of the guys are staying in contact with him.
Jared, tell us about this San Diego team. I know 4-6, obviously, and talking to some people who covered the Chargers, they said defensively you guys are playing at a very high level right now, you in particular.
Yeah, it's been good. It's been a rocky season. We've played well and every game, probably good enough to win, and then we find ways to lose, it's whether it's turnovers or the deep ball or making different mental mistakes. It's just we haven't played very consistent, so it's something that we need to do, and we need to do quick because this season goes by quick, and then once you start rolling around to Thanksgiving, games start mattering that much more. So it's time we start playing more consistent.
Okay, skip all the football questions. Do you surf? Have you gone surfing?
No, I'm not. No, I don't have a Prius yet, and I'm not. none of that. So I'm still normal old Double J. Just doing it out here on the left coast. Well, no, but it is beautiful out here, and do get to the beach and stuff, but not totally drinking the Kool-Aid.
All right, so were you shocked when Johnny Football took it to your Tide?
Yeah, I had heard nothing about this kid, and watching game day that day, they were talking a lot about him, and I'm like, yeah, whatever, this little white kid, there's no way. And he was freaking awesome, man.
Yeah.
I was pretty impressed. So it was a tough game, and then when you look at their schedule, they were the number one team in the country, and in my opinion, they are the best team in the country. But that is just a hellacious stretch of games they were playing. Mm. And once you come up an opponent like that, I mean, I was surprised that they got beat like that. But a lot of people out there kind of predicted they were going to struggle in that game. So, but they always find a way to get back in it. Had the 1-2 teams lose, and now they got an opportunity to they kind of control their own destiny. So we'll see what they do this week against Auburn.
The one and only Jarrett Johnson. It will be weird to see the Ravens play Jarrett Johnson wearing another jersey this coming Sunday. But Jarrett, thank you so much for joining us. I'm 3,000 miles away. Best of luck on Sunday and the rest of the way. And happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, guys, have a good one.
Hey, man, I'm gonna give you a man hug right before the game, bro.
All right, sounds good.
Indeed.
That's the one and only Double J. Not the same locker room without him. We'll come back with your phone calls next year on Sportsline.